from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
You're not going to like it, Monica, but I think you're doing something. And I'm going to tell you, you're not allowed to do it anymore.
I'm not allowed.
Nope, you're not allowed.
What?
Okay, you know what? It's not that you're not allowed. You are free to do whatever you want at any point in your life. And, you know, it's one of those things of don't ever let anyone tell you that you're too old to dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
But I do think there are some things that you're too old to dot, dot, dot.
And
you can do them if you want.
Okay.
But you're still going to look ridiculous.
Okay.
So as long as you're okay with looking ridiculous, I just don't think any grown-up should be sitting around and drinking hot chocolate. It's just not a grown-up drink. I just don't think it is.
I've heard him say that before. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I've heard Zach say this.
Monica
before.
Said she had hot chocolate the other day.
I felt
wrong to drink it without marshmallows, and I thought, oh, it's your 7th birthday.
It did feel wrong to drink it without marshmallows.
Without the mini marshmallows or big? What kind of marshmallows
do you
like
in
your hot chocolate?
But the kids like the small ones, but I like two big ones.
Monica wants a choking hazard in her hot chocolate. That slimy marshmallow, because it'll slide right down as you're trying to take
careful.
A sip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot right down and then expand in your throat and kill you. See, it's too dangerous for old people.
But hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate especially
is good.
I'm going to have some hot chocolate with marshmallows. I mean, unless you're also adding Kahlua, that I just don't see as a grown-up.
It was just like a nice coat. I had a blanket and hot chocolate.
I halfway agree with Zach. Because I feel like hot chocolate, don't give me that look, Monica. I just feel like hot chocolate is an event of some kind. Like, you should be doing something. Like, you and the kids decided we're going to do Christmas movies and we're going to be under the blanket.
Right.
Or we're going to watch, you know, the Polar Express or whatever. I don't think it's like a Tuesday and you're just sitting around. You're like, you know what? I could go for a mug of hot chocolate right now.
Like, hey, you know, I'm just going to
go
by the drive-thru. Hot chocolate, please.
Yeah.
I
halfway agree with Zach on this one.
Yeah, I just felt like it just hit me. I'm like, I kind of want a hot chocolate in a horror movie and a blanket.
Okay, well, at least you did a horror movie, but hot chocolate and horror movies, I don't think go together.
No, it's kind of like mixing reds and white wines. Like, to me, a horror movie and red wine actually go together because of the blood and the silk and, you know, that whole thing. Hot chocolate, if you've just come in from building a snowman, like,
that's the only time you can happen.
Those are the times that you maybe have the option. Yes, like if you just went on a tour of Christmas lights. Okay.
They need to put that on the boxes, though, like for hot chocolate. It's like, this is the time that you drink this. This is when you go to drink hot chocolate.
But I'm sorry, but, and again, you're allowed to do whatever you want. But I think grown adults drinking hot chocolate with marshmallows in it, you look ridiculous. And there are foods and drinks that you just look like a fool when you're an adult. Like, think of an adult eating beefaroni. Ridiculous, right?
A little bit, yes.
A little.
What about Fun Dip? You know, Fun Dip?
Oh, the Fun Dip. I remember that was
a
dip that
stick.
Right.
It in there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it? Me. Like, if I sat here one day and said, all right, I'm going to have my breakfast, and I ripped open one of those packets and just...
I would lean over to Antoine and be like, something's going on. Is that okay?
Start licking the stick over
here. And to that point, you just having hot chocolate on a warm... Sunday was pretty warm,
Sunday
too.
Sunday was pretty warm, too.
Oh.
So I
thought
it was
a little chill.
Well, you know what? She was soothing her demon soul, I believe, is what it was. Watching all the horror movies. You know.
Jared did well by and said, hot chocolate? Okay. Yeah. I was like, yes, hot chocolate.
Sometimes she has to make her demons feel like they're at home, so she has to make her body the temperature of hell.
Right, that's what
it's like. I need to make it warm in here.
It's
getting a little loose.
Yeah, I mean, remember, y'all saw Stranger Things.
No.
The Demogorgon needed that temperature to live inside that kid.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So she needed the heat. She liked the sunlight, you know, just wanted to do it that way. There are certain foods. Mm-hmm. I feel ridiculous eating a goldfish as an adult. I mean, yes, I might sneak one or two because they're always in the house with the kids. You're like, you know,
you have like a little baggie.
But if I brought a baggie to work, you would think, well, what? Do you have to keep yourself quiet at church later? Like, what's going on here?
I always think it's funny to see guys with a lot of whipped cream on their drinks. Like, you know, just like.
Yeah, I don't do it. I don't do it because I feel like it's weird.
It stands
out. That's
supposed
to happen.
I think you don't do it because you know that she gonna get you.
Exactly. She's gonna say something. Like, no, I don't need any whipped cream.
Yep.
Oh, you look at the widow. It's a widow criminal. He's so cute. Oh.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
So cute. Not cute that he was stealing. So he was on the run.
Well, I mean, if he was stealing cotton balls and pillows.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I was thinking hearts.
Oh,
yes.
I like it. There we go.
But he's he was just breaking into people's homes, stealing stuff. No, that's a no-no. Well, he took off running and through neighborhoods and jumping over fences and everything else.
Oh, like Ferris Bueller.
I know. Yeah. Well, and then he broke into a house And the police, of course, they started to search homes. They knock at the door. We suspect that there's a criminal in your house. Mm-hmm. Or can we just check your home? And the one home that he decides to stop at, he's there. He's hiding in the back. The police, they walk in. They find him hiding in a cupboard with a blanket and his feet sticking out.
Aww. Yes.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah. So sleepy. Cute.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
And he had a blanket.
He had a blanket. Yes.
Was he asleep? Or was he? Okay. Because I was about to say, I wonder.
They don't see me.
For a little while.
Yeah. You know, as a kid, you put a blanket on, you're like, no one can see me.
That's what it was. I always find that hilarious. Kids think that the minute they just put a blanket on their head, can't see me. Yeah.
See, I was the opposite because you said he was found with a blanket, but his feet were out.
Uh-huh.
That's how, for me, that's how I would be seen. Like, that was my rule. My head could be out, but if my feet were out, then people could see me. But if my feet were covered, I was hidden from the world.
Oh. Yeah.
It was a feet thing for me.
I would find that I don't believe that I'm hidden from the world if my feet are covered, but I do think anybody that enjoys sleeping with their feet hanging out of the blanket, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Man.
They're prepared to be grabbed by the under-the-bed monster.
That's, you know what? They want to live in the other side.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, they want demons to take them. Like, that's really what they're asking for, is to be taken by Freddy Krueger,
yep.
Pulled under the bed, and turned into some sort of creature of the night. Why are your feet out?
But that is adorable, though.
Yeah.
Opening
that's
cabinets.
A cute way to be found.
Oh, look at him.
36-year-old man.
Anybody listening right now who enjoys sleeping with their, like, both their feet out of the blanket, like, out of 10 texts, do you think anybody of those 10?
I don't think there's anybody who does it purposely. Like, you may wake up in the middle of the night, you got hot, and you kick the covers off of you. But when you go to bed, everybody's feet is covered.
I think in 10 texts, it would be one. There's one,
yeah, I think one
lunatic.
Well, there's always one lunatic. One. I don't think there'd be two.
It's just like that one person that's like, that goes to sleep fully dressed. You know, pajamas.
Fully dressed? Oh, pajamas.
Yeah, to I'm me, like, that's fully dressed.
I thought you meant like work jeans. The next day?
Oh, if you sleep in jeans, then you are crazy.
I thought you meant jeans and a collar shirt.
I was thinking of like a suit. Like, wake up in the morning and just go to work. But bow tie and everything.
I don't think there'd be two. I think there'd be one.
I think one. I think one,
and his name is Brian. That's my guess. Text 52353. Do you enjoy sleeping with your feet hanging out from the blanket? Like, the blanket just goes to your shins, and then your feet are out there.
It's so
yes
weird.
Or no? We'll take 10 texts. If there's even 10 people paying attention right now, text into 52353.
And explain.
Do you enjoy it? And if your name is Brian and you enjoy, give me that vindication.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I appreciate it. Because I just, oh my God, that's bizarre. As a kid, I had to have the blanket up by my head, which was weird. I didn't.
I was just the neck.
Yeah. I had to get it up to my ears because I saw E.T. and I was convinced E.T. lived under my bed and he was going to take me. And I had to. The blanket was the protective. It was a safety barrier, man.
Uh-huh.
Force
powerful.
Field.
Yeah, yeah. It was a force field.
It was.
And I didn't want to be sucked in by that tractor beam because who knows what that guy does with his little finger.
They're long.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Is anything rolling in yet? Let's see. 52353. If you enjoy sleeping, I used to like to sleep with my feet out until I watched the first Paranormal Activity. Haven't been able to do
See?
It since then. Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
It's dangerous.
So that's a no. Feet covered, no body parts dangling. Tasha, so that's a no.
So far.
Okay, that's what we have so far. Two. So we'll continue.
Oh, well, he has one foot in, one out. Does that count?
1 foot in, one out.
Okay. Ooh, that's only one, though.
That's only half.
It's got to be both.
Mm. Both feet.
It's got to be where you're laying there, and it's almost, you know when you have high water pants on?
Yeah.
And they just cut off right around your shins? That's what the blanket does.
Like, I sleep with blanket on half my body, like Two-Face. That doesn't count either.
Nope. See, Mary, I enjoy having my feet out of the blankets.
Explain yourself, Mary.
I think that counts.
We're
going
to keep your number.
See, I need the sound effect of like a psychopath, like stabbed with a knife. I need that for Mary. I'm sorry, Mary. I appreciate you. Please don't kill me, but yeah.
Let's see if we can.
It's Mary.
For Antoine right now.
Yeah.
This, I believe, is the best I have. Is this? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You like that?
That's okay. When Mary goes to bed.
Good night, everybody. Got a couple early morning conversations going on. One about the things that adults look bizarre if they're eating or drinking.
Because
I think you look weird if you're drinking hot chocolate.
Judging me.
Whipped cream. I am judging you. 30-year-old guy here. Never going to stop drinking hot chocolate with whipped cream.
There you go.
Happy late birthday, Antoine.
The whipped cream.
That's right. I'm going to have my whipped cream mustache, and you can make all the jokes you want.
Aw.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do you.
Exactly. You remember when milk mustache... They were a thing.
Yes.
Like, it just wasn't like an accidental, like a kid, like a cute kid. No, it was the got milk, the whole ad.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. Like, that was a thing on purpose. Like, we looked ridiculous.
They were trying to make it sexy, man.
Yeah. Like, they wouldn't even have a shirt on.
It was like Cindy Crawford. She had a mustache.
All they have on is the mustache.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, really, for me, I would say milk is something that if I see an adult drinking milk and they don't have Oreos next to it, I don't know what's wrong with
them. I'm confused too, like a big glass of milk.
Yep.
One of my friends at his wedding, I will never forget. I mean, they had a bar, thank God. But you know how sometimes they go around and they say, would you like water or iced tea? You know, that kind of thing. And they said, would you like iced tea or milk?
What?
And I thought, what? Huh? Would you like milk? Like
what? For my tea?
Does milk mean something else? Is that a cocktail?
Is this family? Is this wife's family like own a cow? Like, is that why we're doing this? What is going on here? This person. My kids know to give me all their fun dips. Fun dip doesn't stop being amazeballs when you hit 18.
We're not necessarily talking about the taste of it. I think the taste how you look.
I would argue that the taste even before you're 18 is a gross balls, not amazeballs at all. Let's see. Good morning. This is David in Salem. The Ritz cracker and squeezy cheese. He says, I see an adult eating those, I'm going to ask where your kids are.
So I think that's okay when you're at home by yourself.
No one should have squirt cheese over the age of 12. No. That's when I learned. Oh, it was the greatest thing when I was a child. This is so fun. Right in my mouth. I'm going to squeeze it right on my, I'm going to treat my tongue like a cracker. Yeah. And then I realized, what is this?
Yeah.
What exactly is this foamy concoction?
I had one time where I had Hendrix, his ring pop. He had like an extra ring pop. And I was like, ooh, ring pop. And that felt gross.
I'm going to buy you a candy necklace.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They were the nastiest things ever.
I'm
going
to get you a candy necklace so you have to eat it, but you have to keep wearing it. So like when you're not eating it, it needs to be laying up against your clothes and your neck and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going
to
get your son a bunch of candy necklaces too. I'm going to get him a candy headband also. I'm not sure how that works. Like he pulls it down and then it slides back up on his head. I like all of it. And we're looking for crazy people who enjoy sleeping with their feet hanging out. And we were guessing 1 out of 10. So let me do the official tally here. So it was the no or the yes. So Tasha was officially a no. Elizabeth was a no because she saw that movie. One foot in, one foot out didn't count. So we say that's a no. I sleep with a blanket on half my body like Two-Face. I'm going to go with no on that one. There's Mary. There's crazy Mary.
Oh, yeah.
No, have to have my feet stick out so they don't get hot. Well, see, that's two right there.
Okay.
There's a hell no. So that's five. Feet out all night long. Wow. Look at that.
Living your life dangerously.
How about this one? Feet have to be covered, but my ex who was crazy would sleep in his entire McDonald's uniform and his shoes.
He was just tired. He was
exhausted.
Tired.
That drive-through line was hell.
Yeah. I've had those nights where I had my uniform on and I just fell asleep.
He was on call.
Yeah.
Ronald hit him up anytime now.
What is he, a doctor? I know, my goodness. And feet have to be out and dangling off the bed.
You're a dangler.
Don't you lose like circulation to your feet? Don't they start tingling?
Well, they should.
You know, it makes sense that guy's name is Jason.
Kill.
Jason. Going to bed. You know what, Antoine? You're a psychopath, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's what do you mean?
Yeah, laundry folding freak.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that is me.
I have a feeling that I would think either Leatherface or Pumpkinhead. That was a thing that they liked to do in their free time. Mm-hmm. Sit there and fold laundry.
After I murdered you.
Right,
I
of the people
clothes.
That you killed. What's that one? Pinhead, probably.
Oh, Pinhead.
Yeah, probably Pinhead.
I folded clothes on Sunday while watching football. Like, it was just so relaxed. I was like, oh, boom, bam. I'm out of shirts.
Hey,
I have
Antoine,
chains now.
Would you like to come relax at my house this weekend? Could use to have
you
some just, relaxing over at the
you
house.
You guys don't appreciate, and it's rewarding to see that big mess of a pile end up so nice and organized and
right,
order.
Look, no offense to anybody that works in retail, is one of the people that works at, like, the Gap and folds all them clothes. Never once in my life have I looked at you and been jealous. Never. Like, I never wished I was you.
I had a flashback to when I worked in retail, and I was just folding. And clothes. I'm
it's
like, I'm done.
How many people have you killed in the last year? I just need to know.
For every shirt that I fold.
Oh, it's right.
Hold up fingers.
If I was a murderer, the body parts would be so well organized.
That is true.
Yeah.
They would be so much.
Watch out, Dexter.
I got the arms over there.
Yep.
I got the left handers. I got the right arms over there.
Mm-hmm.
I got the big toes here. It'd be so nice.
The police would come and be like, wow, look at this whole room of heads.
Yes.
No cleanup.
Wonderful.
It'd be very easy.
This person, about it can't be real. They say they like to sleep head off my bed and blankets covering up to my neck.
You're a no. Yeah, I don't believe
no,
you.
No, that's uncomfortable. That's a neck
how
cramp.
Is your head off the bed?
Well, you know how I used to like, I would sleep with my head in the pillow and I would tell people just don't worry about
it. Like your face in the pillow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like she was chloroforming herself.
Like you that
yeah, and I was okay. Like, and Jared, he still hates
it. Were you?
Yeah,
I don't
think
feel
so.
Like enough air oxygen got to your brain.
I woke up.
That was the bar.
Right.
That was the bar.
I mean, you know, that's the only bar you need. That's the only bar.
I woke up.
I woke up.
The K92 Morning Thing has the
Dupla.
You know, it's always good when there's something wrong with you to be able to blame somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love so, passing the blame.
Yep. And here's it's a popular one that we all like to do is to blame our parents and or siblings. So I have a story to blame your parents and a story to blame your siblings. Look at that. Right. Everything happened from whence you was a child.
Okay.
And there's really no fixing it. It is kind of scary to think about, though, but it is really true. About what you set up for at about 7, 8, 9 years old. That's about it, man.
Yeah, that's the rest of your life.
Yeah,
that's it.
The mold has been created.
Yeah, and that's what it is. The mold has been created, and whatever your environment is, I do believe it is kind of hard to get out of that. So if it's crappy and you're crappy, it's not like people who are horrible, horrible, weird, demonic 8-year-olds don't grow up to go to church and just be all nice and stuff. So just you can blame your parents and blame your siblings. This is interesting that many parents and kids struggle with the same homework. So if you suck at math, so does your kid.
That's why your kid sucks at math.
I'm the opposite because Ava, she loves math. And her math teacher even called me to tell me how great Ava is. But I'm like, oh, I suck. I suck at it, teacher. Don't talk to me. Talk to Jared.
But see, that's the thing,
Jared.
You've been sending Ava off to other people since she was 5, 6 years old.
Fair enough. See?
So when it comes to math,
no.
You're not her mother.
I'm not.
No, correct. Mrs. Johnson, mm-hmm. Mr. Williams, like that. Those are her parents when it comes to
math.
Oh,
okay.
You've never been that person.
Any bill I need to just send to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It was like if parents, science was another one, English, language, all stuff. For kids, they were asking what their best day at school involves, and it's getting paired up with friends for a project, even more so than watching a video.
I would say as a kid, a young kid, growing up, when you get to college, you hate group projects.
Oh, God.
You hate them so much.
Oh, God.
But
it hurt my head just thinking about them again.
In middle school, that's where it stops. At middle school, you enjoy a good group project. At high school and up, they're the worst.
Yep.
There's only one person's working.
Yeah. Everybody else puts their name on it.
And just so you know, children, it continues to get worse in your adult life when you have to do projects at work.
Oh, no, it doesn't stop at work. Vacations. There's one person planning the entire vacation. Everybody else is showing up, putting their name on the paper.
If I were you, kids, parents, don't listen for a second. I'm going to give bad advice to your children, but it's going to help them the rest of their lives. If I were you, kids, I'd start early being one of those people in the groups who doesn't do anything.
Yes.
Right?
That's the best position.
Just don't work.
Don't become one of the reliable
ones. Don't tell the kids that.
Because they all look to you. Coming from a reliable one,
don't be like me.
You don't want to have to book the beach house every single time you go.
You think you don't want the stress?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, exactly. So you know what? Figure out a way to just sail. Just a little bit. If you don't want to blame your parents, you can blame your brother or sister who bullied you. That's another one that's coming through here. Mm-hmm. It says it affects your mental health your entire life, what your siblings did to you.
Hmm. I mean, my sister's, she's older, so, you know.
What did you do to her? It's not about who's older. It's about one of your siblings bullied the other one.
Well, I mean, my nieces.
I imagine you were the bully.
And nephew. We're like the same age, so I count them as like my siblings as we grew up together. And I would say I was auntie. I'm auntie. So they had to listen to auntie.
So you're justifying your bullying.
I wasn't
calling
it bullying.
I was their superior officer.
I was like, I am your aunt.
I was their warden.
And Antoine, you should ask more specific questions, not like, what did you do to your sister? But you need to ask Monica, what did you and your sister do to that third kid we never heard about?
Yeah.
Where did that kid
make it?
Yeah. We didn't talk about that kid. We don't know what's going to. Yeah. Study found that people who are bullied by an older sibling are more likely to have mental health problems as an adult. Like anxiety and low self-esteem. But just so you know, the older sibling who did the bullying, even more likely to face those issues.
Oh.
So kiss it.
It's a cycle.
Yep. You made me sad, but you're sadder. All right. That was fun.
All right. It is time to play Fat Chance. Fat Chance is the game where Zach and Monica go head-to-head, and we find out how much confidence they have in themselves.
Is she teeming with confidence? Does her confidence cup run over?
Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
You think so? You're not even confident that your confidence cup runs over.
We'll see.
I know. Whoever answers, are you confident? I think so. That's a no.
It's starting up. It's right there. Yeah.
Are you feeling confident, Zach?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You put it out there.
Roar. Hey. Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's go ahead and do this. Let's play the game. We have a couple of different prizes you can choose from. We do the Addams Family.
Yeah, there's a family 4-pack of tickets to the Addams Family. It's a new musical comedy. It's going to be at the Jefferson Center. We have that as well as Oktoberfest. the Big Lick Oktoberfest. So you get two beer steins and a food voucher.
Yeah, really. So this is one pick. Of those things where that's you choose your family or choose alcohol.
That's what it is. You want to be with kids, you want to be with grown-ups.
You know what? Maybe if someone can give us a compelling case of how they'll send their wife to the Addams Family with the family and they're going to go to the Oktoberfest, I might give them both.
All right. Well, so the way this game works, I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category, and they have to wager how many items they can name within that category within 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. If they feel they can do more than their opponent, they'll raise the stakes. If not, they'll say fat chance their opponent has to go. First to 2 points wins.
So text in to 52353. Who do you think is going to win? Will it be Zach? Will it be Monica? We'll pick from the winner pile, give you all some prizes. Look at this. The Oktoberfest says everything German, including games and German-themed competitions.
I know. When you say games, what games are you talking about? What
kind of arm wrestling?
Something with a sausage.
Yes,
a
sausage.
Something with a sausage.
Yes. I don't know.
And she did this sort of face.
Smack
sort of
somebody.
Flinging
I don't know.
Thing. Lederhosen wearing, maybe something like that. Let's see, it's German, so unnecessary yelling might be a competition.
Uh-huh.
Das Butenflossen!
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Find some games.
Let's go ahead and play the game. Here we go.
Right. Round one.
All right. Early in the morning, we all like to start our mornings with a little, you know, caffeine.
Okay.
Most people
like
choose coffee. Some people choose tea or whatever. Weird. Monica, you get to wager first. In 15 seconds, how many different types of coffee drinks can you name?
Okay.
So, like, for example, a mocha would be one.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll start with 5.
All right, Zach?
7.
Back to you, Monica.
I mean, I should have 8. I'll go 8.
Let's see if she can do 8. 9's a lot.
Can do 8.
Now, 8 is, I think it's right on that border. Let's go ahead and see. Fat chance.
All
right.
So, Monica, you have 15 seconds to give me 8 different types of coffee drinks.
There you go.
Okay. Basic coffee, decaf coffee, an iced mocha, a mocha latte, Americano. Let's see. They have the foam, the flat white, the frappuccino, the caramel ice.
What was that last one you said?
Caramel ice.
All she said was caramel ice. You didn't finish it.
No. All right. So, you needed 8. I didn't give you decaf coffee. I didn't give you that one.
That's not real.
It is real.
That's just stupid.
Is that poop water?
That's like low-fat cheese. It doesn't count.
All right. You needed 8. You got 6.
Oh, crap.
That means you're wrong.
Some of the ones that you missed. Espresso.
Yep.
Double espresso.
Yeah.
Ristretto was one I was thinking of. Mochaccino, you start putting them together.
Yeah. Macchiato, I don't know if you said that one.
I didn't say that one. I didn't say macchiato.
You didn't even say latte.
I thought I had latte.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah, I did say latte.
She said latte, yeah. She didn't say mocha. Did you say mocha?
I think I said mocha latte.
Well, you didn't have it. Yeah. That's what it comes
but
to.
But I still didn't get it.
You're lost. You're lost. And you know what happens when you lose? Today you can only have green tea.
Ooh.
That's your punishment. Yep. Or what's that milky one that I know?
I don't want any milky one.
That one. You know the milky one.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't want that. No.
What is that called?
Miso?
Not horchata. The it's chai tea.
Oh, the chai.
Yep. You have to have chai tea.
Ew.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So Zach, you are up. You're up. No, it's just the chai tea. It was so disgusting. Let's move on from that.
It's just
all right, Zach. In 15 seconds, how many items can you name within the category of haunted houses?
Haunted houses.
And there's gonna be another layer to it once your wager is in.
I'm gonna go big here.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's go big.
Go for it. 9.
9.
9.
Yeah. Okay, that's really big. Yeah. I like it.
Oh, that's what she.
Oh God. Well, you didn't walk into that line.
Well
though.
Played. Well
yeah,
played.
Yeah. Are you saying I should go 10?
Sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do it.
Ah. What are you afraid?
It's
you're
Wednesday.
Do
you
that.
Are. You're the horror movie queen. And if you give me the horror movie, category,
I know. I already know where this is going. Yeah, haunted houses. I should go with 10.
You should be able to win this category.
I should. I'll go 10.
Mm. All right, Zach.
Fine, do it. Fat chance. I have no idea what it is.
Fine.
So, Monica, in 15 seconds, I need you to give me different kinds of characters that you would find in a haunted house.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay.
15 seconds and go.
A clown, a monkey, a skeleton. You have pigs, pig head, pinhead. You have leprechauns, dirt devils. You have lint. Okay. Spiders, Spider-Man. You have a bat. Shoot.
Hey, my name is Lynch.
We have you know,
a vacuum. She said a dirt devil.
I'll vacuum up your feet.
Would you be scared if you see like a vacuum out of nowhere, just, you know,
out of confusion? I would be scared out of confusion.
See, would you not see? So you would be shook.
Antoine,
shooketh.
Have you ever seen a raping vacuum though?
No, I mean, not.
You just wait. So you wait till they add a vacuum to the haunted house and how shook you'll be.
I'm going to give you dirt devil. I'm going to give you lint. Let me see. What else can I give you that you said that I didn't count? You didn't get 10. You did not.
That means you're wrong.
Man.
Clown. You said clown.
I said clown.
You
know,
witch. You didn't say witch.
Vampire.
You didn't say zombie.
Frankenstein.
Vampire.
Well, of course, zombie. After the fact, yes.
Mummy.
I like how I said characters. You started naming some items.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about American Horror Story.
Table.
Like,
chair.
Doorknob.
I was thinking,
you don't know where that doorknob goes.
Light bulb.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending. Top 3. Number 3.
That's an interesting little discussion about how long do you have to have lived in a state for you to say you're from that state? And a lot of people believe, 30% say you can only say you're from a state if you were born there. That's it. Too bad.
I kind of agree with that. Because, like, Zach, how long have you been in Virginia?
I've been in Virginia for 22 years or 20, you know, something like that.
And see, and I think that if you were meeting somebody for the first time, they were like, Zach, where are you from? I think you would say from Massachusetts, wherever you were born, but you would say I live in Virginia.
Right. I mean, I've lived in Virginia longer than any other place in my life, Massachusetts included. So, you know, that's my roots, if you want to look at it that way. The kids, I mean, they're from Virginia.
Yes, your kids.
But and the thing is, like with you, Zach, and I think with other people too, there's a separation there. Like even when you talk about Southern food and stuff, you don't refer to it as your food, our food.
That's because sweet tea is gross. that's
actually and banana pudding.
Oh, banana pudding. Oh, yeah. So all right, so I'm from Massachusetts.
Yeah, you're not from Virginia.
And Antoine, you're from Virginia, and Monica, you're from Mars. Is that how this works?
Well, depends on who you talk to. Yeah.
So they say now a lot of people say 20% say 10 years, 18% say more than 10 years. So I guess at some point. I always think it's interesting how we identify ourselves with the things that don't necessarily matter. Because it is one of those ones. Where are you from? Like, really, what does it matter at this point in my life that I grew up in Massachusetts?
It can matter.
Someone said that I'm from Jersey. Would you automatically pass judgment? Because you say some stuff about Jersey.
Oh, well, you can just see it on their face.
See, we're already starting. But for me, it does matter because of, like, lingo and slang.
True.
Like, if I have a conversation with somebody and they're like, oh, I'm from the Midwest. I'm like, oh, you say pop. You are dumb. It's so dumb.
What?
Like, at that moment, I'm already upset. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Like, Antoine can even be mad because all his teeth have rotted out from the sweet tea.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter. Hookie dookie over here. You know, that one I don't think is as meaningless. As the one that I don't like, and I do it too. We all do it, is you ask people, what do you do for a living? And we always ask that, you know, about their job, as if that identifies everything about your life. What do you do for a living? It would be much easier to say, well, you know, I enjoy my family and I'm happy.
What are your hobbies?
When I went to the nail salon, they love to ask, you know, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, I work off Electric Road.
You lie all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
she does construction.
They're like, oh, yes, I work off Electric Road.
You know, you should. Is this an Asian nail salon? I would learn some slang and cuss words in their language because they're probably using them about you. Like, oh, look at her. She won't even give us a straight answer. Here she comes again.
I did give an answer.
Lion Lady is here again for her nails.
Number 2.
Would you give the money back? I wouldn't. And you know what? I don't like this guy's attitude. So that's even more why I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't give the money back, but it's not your money.
Well,
we need to hear the story. We don't know. Maybe it is his money.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not your money that you have. Now, you hear these stories sometimes of there's a mess up at the bank, you know, and then all of a sudden
put $1 million in your bank account.
There's $1 million in your bank account. No, with a bank account, you can't keep it. It's against the law. Yeah. I mean, you got to give it back. So there's not even a question there. But what if you have one of those crypto wallets? Got yourself a wallet. It's got some cryptocurrency in it. And, I don't know. You had $10 million in there one morning when you woke up. Well, guess what? It's harder to get it back in crypto. They can't just go and take it back. The way the blockchain works, it don't work that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once it's in your thing, it's in your thing. Like, no one can touch it. So there's this crypto called Compound. Mm-hmm. And Compound, they did a software upgrade. Boy, there's an IT guy who's in trouble. And accidentally sent $90 million in this comp coin to a bunch of people.
Ooh.
280,000 of these comps were mistakenly sent out. So now he's basically asking, hey, could you please give that back? Pretty pleased with sugar on top.
Yes.
Because I can't take it from you.
But and they say no.
There's nothing you can do about it.
That's it.
And I don't appreciate, because he's making, I don't like his attitude, is what I'm saying here, because he says, we accidentally gave it out, so you need to give it back. We'll give you a 10% reward. And then his threat is, if you don't give it back to us, you're going to have to claim it on your taxes.
So I've lost half of it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Give it back.
Please. And then he says, and we'll leak your identity, which he doesn't even have.
My general rule of thumb is if the money can be traced back to me, I'll give it back.
Yeah.
But if it's just a bag of money sitting somewhere that I don't feel can be traced back to me, then I'm going to keep it.
My general rule of thumb is all crypto sounds weird and it could be like worth a piece of gum in about 3 weeks. So you know what? I'm keeping it and I'm selling it. Too bad. Out you go, comp guy. Two users have returned $12 million.
That's nice of them. They're going to have good karma.
I know. Or not.
Somebody's going to pay it forward at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yay. You know what? I'm going to keep it and then we'll buy a Starbucks. How about that? We'll do that instead.
Number one.
Oh, man. It is the age-old argument, Antoine. It is the age-old argument, Monica.
What?
The temperature. The temperature between like a husband and a wife, the temp wars. And this study says that women prefer warmer temperatures because of evolution. So look at you guys evolving wrong. That's like you're broken. What's going on here?
No, well, when I used to like it hot in the house, mm-hmm. like 74, 75, but now it's 70.
All of this can be easily explained. Even what you said, even though it's opposite of what Zach said, all of this can be explained.
Oh, it can, okay.
Yes, because Monica's heart is getting colder. Oh. So therefore, the temperature's coming down there.
That's what it
but
is.
That's what
women,
it is.
They want the temperature to be more closely to home, which is hell. So they want it to be hot.
You keep on going.
All
you
of this,
that home.
All of this can be explained very well.
Uh-huh.
Man. I think we got to our conclusion.
Everybody say hello down there to Antoine in that hole. Hello. It says, maybe explained by a desire for offspring to be kept away from aggressive males and to reduce competition for food.
Because you're hot.
Okay. Mm. 75 degrees, man. You know, the last time, this is not even a joke, the last time it hit 75 degrees in my house, I called Bauer and had them come fix my air conditioner, okay? That's exactly
75, good gracious.
Yeah. Again, like, something's broken in here. What's going on? I don't even set it to that when I'm on vacation.
Ever.
Like, I don't even think the house deserves to be that temperature.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Kelly. It features a hot new character. So she and her sister, I guess, have been planning a big 40th wedding anniversary for their parents. So Kelly's sister told her that she booked the entertainment. Me! And I've got some great ideas. And by great, I mean terrible. It's the birthday scam Bloopy the Clown on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Kelly.
Kelly?
Hello, Kelly. I got your number from your sister, Angela. I'm going to be handling the entertainment for the big anniversary party.
Oh, yes. She said that you'd be calling.
Yes.
What's your name?
Well, my name is Gary, but on stage, I perform as the Great Ganooski.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you do, Gary?
Well, I do just about anything you need. I'm an entertainer, of course, as you know. But your sister and I discussed a few things and maybe some of my magic act.
Oh, magic, really?
Yes, it is quite popular with both children and old people. And I assume your parents are, you know, wicked old and stuff?
Well, I mean, they're not that old.
Oh, and dogs, too. Dogs love my act. Will there be dogs there?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, hey, no problem. They do love my act, though, just so you know. Anyway, I have some great ideas for some illusions. Like, I have this one that I do with your mother's wedding ring.
Okay.
Yes. So what I do is I have her take it off, and then I put it in a box, and I will act like I set it on fire. It's incredibly realistic looking, and it will totally look like I have ruined her wedding ring.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. It is an amazing trick. She will be convinced that it's ruined. And here's the thing is, I act like I've made a huge mistake and it wasn't part of the trick and the ring is actually ruined, and that's usually when she starts crying and it's just, oh, it's amazing. What? Yes.
No, that sounds terrible. I don't want my mother crying at her party.
Well, I mean, she'll stop crying when I eventually tell her it's a trick.
I'm sorry. I don't want anything like that. This is supposed to be, you know, a fun party. I don't want my mom crying.
Okay, fine. It's fine. You know, I'm just tossing out ideas and, you know, bebopping with stuff here. So it's just an idea.
I thought we were just supposed to have somebody sing for them. We never talked about a magician or anything.
Oh, okay, so. Sure. That's no problem. We don't have to do the magic. I do the singing, too.
You do?
Yes, absolutely. So your sister said that their favorite song is Unforgettable, right?
Yes, it is.
Ah, it's such a classic. What a wonderful song. So what I do is I will sing the song, and I like to put my own flair on it. So I will be like, unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, gonna hit you with my car. Whoa!
Wait, no, what?
Yes.
No, what are you doing?
Well, like I told you, I'm putting my flair on it. The crowd loves it, Kelly. I act like I'm your dad, and he's all sick of his wife and trying to run her over. It's such great fun.
No, that's not great fun. Hmm? I told you, we don't want anything like that. We don't want,
no. Oh, you don't want fun. Is that what you're saying?
I want fun, just not that kind of fun. Look, I got to call my sister. I'm sorry, Gary.
No, hang on. No. Wait. It's all good. I understand. I can do whatever you need. I have a new one. Let me float this idea by you.
What is it?
I have a brand new character that I've been working on.
A character?
Yes. Check it out. Here we go. Hey, everybody, it's me, Bloopy the Clown.
What are you doing?
I'm a clown. I mean, normally I'd have a bicycle horn, for the ho-ho-ho-ho-ho-ho, that thing, but, you get the idea, right?
A clown?
Yes.
Really?
I've got great jokes. Like, listen. Whoa, madam, 40 years of marriage. What's your secret? Lock the doors so we can't escape?
No, this is terrible. No, I gotta call my sister.
There would be an actual horn that would make it better.
I'm sorry, this is just not happening. I just can't believe my sister would even remotely think this was a good idea. I'm sorry, you're just not what we're looking for.
Oh, okay? I'm not! But you wouldn't know fun, lady, if it hit you in the face.
Are you kidding me?
No, but I could do that as part of my act, too. I have all these, like, rubber balls, and I could throw them at people's faces. What do you say?
No, you are not coming to my parents' party. No.
Okay, fine. Can I at least get a to-go plate for your birthday? Can I do that? Can I have a to-go plate? Hey, it's Zach from K92. Can I just come for, like, some leftovers or something? You're on a birthday scam right now. Courtesy of your sister. Hi, happy birthday.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam. We can't delay any longer Monica's joy.
Mm-hmm.
We have been told that this confession will bringeth her joy.
Yes.
Her cup will runneth over with euphoria because of what Antoine is about to confess.
Yeah. This Wednesday.
Because there, and I've never said that I'm never going to do this. But,
you never said that you never said.
Yeah, I never said I never said.
My head hurts.
I know.
But, there are things in life that you just can't imagine even entertaining the idea.
Sure. Uh-huh, yes.
And that's where I've been the majority of my life up until, like, the last couple of weeks.
Oh.
And I don't know where the motivation came from.
I've been in the studio a couple of weeks. Oh.
I don't know where the motivation came from, but, Monica, I am now legitimately considering getting a tattoo. I don't. I don't know what I want. I don't know where I would want it, and I may never get it.
You don't have to make those choices, Antoine. Monica will make them.
I mean, just ask me. Yes,
because you got a tattoo will at home. I'm sure.
Uh huh.
Where it goes body part and it goes category of animal or whatever.
You're getting a tattoo.
I don't know if I'm getting.
You are.
One, but I'm legitimately thinking about it.
And you are.
You are.
I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and they were getting a tattoo or talking about getting a tattoo, and I was like,
"Where are you getting it?
I don't know.
Join us.
He's going on his arm.
I haven't moved past the thought of thinking about what I would want and where I would want
looking
it.
Looking at Antoine now, I'm trying to figure out.
I was thinking on the pec.
I'm open. Pectoral, really.
That's what I was thinking. I look good without a shirt on.
Oh, look at him.
I'm just saying.
But why don't you get one that says, I love myself. How about that? How about you hugging yourself?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Look at, you know what? Just get one that says, you're welcome.
I thought it was like get his face on both pecs and just like they can just like bend in and kiss
boom,
each other.
Boom,
hey.
Boom. Oh, kiss each other.
Yeah. Okay, see, this is why Monica can't make decisions for me.
All right, you started this semester.
All right, so what are you guys thinking as far as location?
And I'm saying, I think people can weigh in to 52353 as well. This is not exactly an open contest yet, but maybe it is.
What the hell?
We don't know. Where would you like Antoine's tattoo to go? But what should he get and where?
I think arms first.
The pec don't look right to me.
Okay.
But you haven't seen his peck without it, you know?
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Stop.
I don't want to see
me.
It. Don't do
it.
Yeah,
I think you need to show your peck.
I need to pull
peck.
It up.
You, it looks exactly always, yes.
I need to pull it up for you real quick.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so you're thinking arm, Monica.
I think arm.
Zach, you haven't. You just said not to peck, but you haven't. Anywhere else?
I'm trying to think if it's arm and it's kind of in that shouldery bicep area, mm-hmm. or is it more of a forearm?
Yeah.
Because mine's on the forearm.
Yeah.
And would it be on the outside, on the bicep, or inside, like the tricep?
Outside.
See, I think Antoine's more of a private-y kind of person, so I think
That's true.
A tattoo that he will choose.
But if you're gonna
to
get a tattoo,
it
it's gonna be on the outside. You're not going inside.
Well, you know what? It settles at tramp stamp.
You're going outside, and it's happening soon. Yay!
Wait, hold on. I'm excited for you.
I
told you that I'm considering it. I'm thinking about it. All of a sudden, it's happening soon.
That's awesome.
Yep. We'll drive you over again. We'll randomly select a text, and that's the tattoo that you'll get.
Yes.
Whatever the texter says. That's a great idea.
All right. Well, I would like to point out the first text that came in about me getting a tattoo says, "Don't do it. No tattoo."
Who is that person?
That's the first text that came in.
Nobody asked.
I just want to point that out.
I didn't ask that person. I asked everybody else.
That's the first one.
Well, they got to say no. What do they care?
All right. Somebody else says on the backside of my calf.
I mean, you like running.
I do. Yeah. And I run on my toes. Like, my calf sticks out like it.
Have you given it any thought as to what you would get? Because that, to me, is the biggest decision. And that's why it took me 40 years, is because I thought to myself, I think about 10 years ago in my life and the things that I liked or thought was awesome, I don't necessarily think are awesome anymore. And so it got to a point of, okay, what's something that I can just about guarantee that I'm going to love forever? And it was my children or maybe the Red Sox. And they were a maybe on that one.
And see, so what I was thinking was, I kind of have my jersey line of thought. And so with jersey, like, I won't buy a sports jersey until they have retired.
Right.
Because I don't want to buy a jersey and then they get traded or whatever. Yeah, they become a terrible person. So, like, I really, like, I need somebody around me to die. That'd be the easiest thing.
All right.
But
Monica, me versus you. Let's go.
With that said, I've had a few family members that are super close that have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible I could get something for them.
That's sweet, but it's not their name.
It's not like their date. One tattoo I've seen is like the, what's it called? Like the heart beep thing where it goes beep.
Oh, I've seen that.
Beep,
I know that. Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who has that. Yeah.
Like, I think that's a really dope one. I don't know if that's what I'd get, but yeah.
And then you get the flat line at the end.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Tattoo that out at the end.
They were eight. They were 12. They were dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about your jersey when you played basketball?
I feel like people would make fun of me for that one.
I know.
Especially since I didn't play in college.
I think he's correct about that.
Yeah. What about my slow pitch softball jersey?
You don't want to
get that one? Come on.
I think that's awesome, though.
I do. Welcome to the party.
No.
You're coming. Oh, you're coming.
You welcome me if I show up. I may never show up.
Fresh prints on his ribs. His face licking a dip packet.
Wait a minute, guys.
I like that one.
I'm being attacked now.
Antoine, I'm
a nurse. I don't know
why
when you said a packet licker, I thought about having like a tattoo of a frog behind your ear and his tongue go
once again, this is why you don't make decisions for Antoine.
You're not gonna do.
Read that nurse one.
QR code on your pack. I'm a nurse. Take it from someone who's seen a lot of tattoos who may not always look good without a shirt on. Just saying.
Why are we so negative today?
We are very.
Why are we so negative? I look good today.
Yes.
Let's live in today.
Let's live for today. He could get murdered tomorrow.
Exactly.
Good morning. We got some good ideas here for Antoine's tattoo. We got some terrible ideas here for Antoine's tattoo.
And let's just put the disclaimer out there. Antoine is considering getting a tattoo.
Oh, he's getting a tattoo. And I love reading the text messages.
To getting a tattoo.
Because, I mean, once you start talking about tats and stuff, I'm all in it. And so I'm like,
yeah,
I can't
you're
wait.
You're smiling.
Yeah.
Yep, Monica said she should, Antoine should get his own head on each of his pecs so that he can push
and
his boobs
together
and they can kiss.
I do love myself.
But this person has improved on that idea where one is Antoine's face and the other is Will Smith. So he can just
besties on my pecties.
See?
I like it. Let's see. Text 52353. Several of these, I think that's actually a good idea, is the handwriting thing.
Yes, I did see that one, and I like that one.
There's this person has their mother's handwriting saying, "I love you." There's another one, was a tattoo of my dad's handwriting from a card from when I was a child.
I've seen that.
There's another one that's their little brother died. They have that whole thing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that one. This person says, as a nurse, the heart rhythm tattoo is almost always wrong and gets made fun of, just so you know.
Ooh.
And we're also talking about things that it is mine. I am not sharing. Out of here. What's mine is yours and yours is mine,
right?
And the relationships and all that stuff. Oh, no.
Well, Jared tries to say that it's mine to his truck. He does not want to share his truck.
That's for safety and insurance reasons.
That's for your
health. I can drive a big truck. I'm all right with it.
Mm-mm. No. I saw
it's only if I absolutely have to that he's like, okay. He said,
I saw
sure
the
you
way
can't
you,
Uber?
You drove half on the road and half off the road in your own car when you gave me a ride the other day.
I needed to do that, though.
But in a truck, you don't even know what you ran over. That's the problem.
I can handle it.
Let's see. My wife and I do not share a blanket. That's Danny in Roanoke. This person says, plain and simple, stay away from my bath towel. Children always take my bath towel. I think it's just theirs.
Really?
Yeah,
just
like, at that point, it's theirs, though. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't take it back. Don't you worry. Once it becomes theirs, I don't want it anymore. I'll tell you what, in my house, I have one. There is one piece of Tupperware that I will get mad if my wife uses it because it is mine
Tupperware.
For my salad. It's the perfect size for the salad I need to eat for lunch. And if someone else takes it, oh, yeah, that's my Tupperware. Nobody else's.
You have a special Tupperware.
Exactly. We have all sorts of other Tupperware you can use for your silly little lunch, whatever it is. But this one is.
What's so special about it?
It is the perfect size for my salad.
And it's his. I've learned at a young age not to share, like, fingernail clippers and things like that.
Yeah, you don't do that.
My mother taught me that as a young kid. So then growing up to this day. I have my own. You have your own set because you're not going to lose it. I need mine. I know where I'm going to put mine. Mm-hmm. You're going to put yours just all over the place, all over the house.
Yep. I finally had a hissy fit recently because I could never find the clippies in the house. All the time. Clippies always gone, stolen by somebody. Mm-hmm. Always, don't know where it is. I don't know. Go through so many things. I finally bought my own ones with a little container and everything.
Yeah.
And I told everyone, I said, see this? Mine.
Oh, they're taking them.
These are mine.
It's for everyone.
Mine. No, they're not.
Yeah.
Did I not say mine?
You did. Sorry.
Look, I was even trying to be nice. I said, if you need them, that is fine. Mm-hmm. But they go directly back in this case or else.
They belong to everyone.
Yeah, or else I have to buy more.
That's what
it is. I don't share drinks either. You know, like when I feel like when I was a kid, I would share a drink with my mom or something like that. But I just don't. I just don't share drinks.
It's because kids are nasty.
Yeah.
But do you share with Jared?
No.
Like if he has a drink, will you take a sip out of his?
No.
It's because husbands are nasty.
No, but that's the thing. I'm like, I don't know. Something about the back wall. I feel like I see floaties every time. I can't.
You know what it is? It's Monica's floaties.
That's
so conscious about it. Don't even touch or even look at my toothbrush, Shauna and Lynchburg. I mean, that seems good. That one shouldn't even be a consideration.
No.
You use your finger before you use somebody else's toothbrush. Keep off my pillow. We can cuddle. We can sleep close, but my pillow is my pillow. Move your big head,
that
Taylor.
Is a private area.
That is, that's well spoken. Text 52353. Talking about things that people refuse to share also. This one I like. My husband better not touch a radio station in my car. That's good.
It's on K92.
Yeah, you leave it right here.
He said, I'm going over to Star real quick.
Nope. They're weird over there. Book learning or something. I refuse to share my Hershey bars. I hide them in an old tea box so my husband and kids won't take them. See,
he's not checking that.
Yeah, that person knows nobody looks in tea.
I would check the tea, but that's okay.
Sorry. Yeah, but you
most
were looking
normal
for tea.
People. Yeah.
Dude better not touch my MF and pillow. I like it. Ooh. There you go. And lots of people suggesting tattoos for Antoine Joe from Catawba, my recliner. Everything else is free game. That's just my seat. My seat. Leave me alone.
Simple.
Nothing else. And then your dirty little secrets of your food weirdnesses. And some of y'all are...
It's gross.
Like, they need to go to the doctor. I feel like they hit their heads as kids. Oh. Concussion. Like post-concussion.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it definitely is. We'll get into that. Now we have money.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
With a lottery winner.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
No.
It's pretty sad, but it also makes you question, like, what would you do?
Well, I'd be dead, so...
No, but if you're the person that finds the buy...
All right, so tell me what happened.
Okay,
this
so this guy has the winning lottery ticket, but he doesn't turn it in.
Okay.
Right? But he goes out, he hangs out with his friends to celebrate and everything else, but he hasn't turned the ticket in. Well, he has a boat. He goes to tie his boat up, he slips, he falls, he dies. Right?
Lottery ticket. In his pocket.
Still there, in his pocket. Mm-hmm. In his body, unfortunately, you know, it's there. And so someone comes across it and I'm like, oh gosh, it's so sad, but at the same time, his lottery ticket's in his pocket.
Yoink.
No, you see, that's what I was gonna ask you. You see it, and you see this lottery ticket.
Okay, if I found a guy who had slipped and fallen and died, and he won the lottery, I would return the lottery ticket to his family, yes.
What if he had no family?
Well, then I feel like a brother another mother.
You found him.
I do. I feel like God wanted me to be the person.
You cannot.
Yo, man, I'm really good at eulogies. We've talked about this.
Who do you give it to?
I can send this guy. If he has no family, I give it to me.
No, you have to hand it off to some Virginia lottery.
Aren't you supposed to not touch the body?
I'm totally,
well, if it's already at the pocket, are you really touching the body?
You can't contaminate evidence. They need to know everything.
Is it evidence, though?
It may be.
I carry tongs with me at all times.
What's this kind of like half out of his pocket, half on a starfish?
It's still a part of the crime scene.
I don't know.
Yeah, haven't you guys watched CSI?
Well, I tell you what, I ain't letting the lab keep it. They can kiss it. Right? They don't deserve it.
Nerds.
I have watched CSI. Forget those nerds. Those scientists, they're fine. Yeah. If he has no family, then I feel like it was meant to be for me to deliver a just rousing eulogy.
That is your lottery story.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, that would be my story. I don't win the lottery, but some other person does. We all know darn well the story is going to be I'm the one who slips and falls.
Oh,
and it's
going to
be the winning lottery ticket in my pocket. And guess who finds it? Monica.
That's how it works.
Just a man and some meth and some chicken.
Kids, don't do drugs. Because drugs would take you down a bad road. So this man in Alabama was arrested on a Friday, September 17th, for breaking into a car and then stealing a car. He was arrested.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then he was released a couple days later. And then on Wednesday, he was arrested again for breaking into a concession stand and stealing, like, snacks and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
They let him loose.
Were they about to expire, though?
I don't think that matters.
All right.
They let him out.
Did you check the expiration dates? Oh, okay, good. You're fine.
He was then found again in that same complex that he was stealing snacks from. Asleep in a pile of chicken fingers.
Okay.
High on meth.
Meth. Meth will make you do some furious things.
Yeah, a pile of chicken fingers.
Because he said, and he told them, when he got arrested the first time, when he got caught stealing snacks, he had already planned to get to the chicken fingers, but they got there before he could finish making them.
So he's going
to
finish the
job. So he went back, and then he said it was so good that he fell asleep, and he was just laying on a pile. There were chicken fingers under him, beside him, potato chips all over the place.
Would you still eat it if they sold it to you for half price?
No.
They said
Monica.
A man laid on them, but they deep fried them again. Just cook all the germs.
They cook it off.
No.
Well, concession stand prices, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, so they cut them in half.
Am I getting a deal?
Chicken tenders have really gone up with the supply chain and everything. Yeah, I believe that was the plot of Ocean's 1.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Breaking back in concession stands.
Not as successful, that one.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Number 3.
George Clooney, he played Batman.
Barely.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He was, Well, he's married to Amal. He doesn't want Amal to see.
Yeah,
he
still talks, man, he's still scarred saying he ruined the Batman franchise.
No, they didn't ask me, you know, when you...
This is about, because I guess there's a bunch of different Batmans in the new Flash movie, because Ben Affleck is in there and Michael Keaton is in there.
No, they didn't ask me, you know, when you destroy a franchise the way I did, usually they look the other way when the Flash comes by.
You won't let me watch it.
No.
He won't let you watch it.
Certain films, I just go, I'm afraid, I want my wife to have some respect for me.
Yeah, it sucks for him because it's not like it was his fault.
I contend that he would be a great Batman. The movie was bad.
Right.
The movie was bad.
You think he's a great Batman, George Clooney?
I think he could be a great Batman.
He could.
If you gave him, for example, any of the Christopher Nolan ones, he could have done what Christian Bale did.
Not trying to make like quick one-liners and stuff where he's more broody old man because there's an old man Batman. That's going to be in a Flash movie.
Robert Pattinson, he's up next, right?
Right.
Yeah. When is that happening?
I don't know.
It comes out 2022.
I think he's going to be a good one.
Fingers crossed.
You said he was going to be bad. Just to
be
clear, I saved it. Yeah. I saved it in the spite folder. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, you got it in the folder!
I'm waiting for that. Because
awesome. I hope that he is.
Oh,
Ben Affleck,
like
I said, he was a great Batman. The script was just...
So it's the same thing with George. Yeah. You kind of got screwed by the movie that you got put in, so you do feel bad about that.
Number 2.
Spite folder. Mm.
Yep.
Leah Remini and Ellen, they had a weird exchange.
This might go in Ellen's spite folder. Yeah, because it's Ellen's final season.
Yeah, she's done.
Oh, she is done. And
she's done.
Were they joking? Were they not joking? Because I think
they were not joking.
They're friends. Who knows? Leah Remini, who also can be sarcastic and stuff, it just gets awkward because she's telling a story and then sort of turns to Ellen and says, are you actually interested in this or are you pretending? So here we go.
One of my teachers was there and I had my assistant dress up in pigtails. And no, because you're acting really interested. So like, I don't know if you're doing that thing where you're like into my story.
I'm always interested.
Ellen.
What
stop.
Do you mean I'm acting interested?
Ow! It's my last season.
I love you. I miss you. And I'm so happy to be here in your last season. But anyway, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was shade right there. I'm so happy to be here in your last season.
Ellen's been having like these co-hosts on. Like she had Mila Kunis on like last week. And there are like those awkward moments because it's still Ellen's show. So like whoever this co-host is with her, they need to understand that and just go with whatever Ellen's doing.
Yeah, but with a lot of behind the scenes coming forward.
There is some stuff coming out.
She's
there.
A national
There's
treasure.
There's more and more.
See, this is why I've always been upfront nasty with all y'all. Because I feel like if nothing
can't
else.
Hide anything.
Right. The secret of Zach B
being nicer is really what happened. So it only helps in the long run.
Number one.
Adele, she's going to put out new music finally after 6 years, I believe it's been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she teased that she's going to release Easy On Me.
October the 15th.
Say it out loud.
You're not excited.
I'm not excited.
Can I call a friend?
Get a feel.
Can I call that friend?
Yeah, go ahead. Call
him. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead. Call him up.
I'm going to call him.
Call him up. Because I feel like it's not going to be good. I don't know.
I just don't know what kind of energy Adele is going to come with.
Well, do you want to know what kind of energy, Antoine? Low energy. Because she teased the new single, and they just played like a piano clip of it. So we're getting this. This is just. Hello. It's a new me. I'm Adele.
Sounds like NyQuil.
It does sound like NyQuil.
Sounds like something I could listen to go to sleep.
Yep, she's old now. That's what's happened. She's just going to sit here. I mean, Monica, I expect that kind of piano riff out of John Legend, okay?
That's what I expect to hear right there.
That
was all of me
listen to that. Girl, I miss you so. I don't even know.
That's very John
Legend-ish. Take all of me. All of me.
Oh, my bestie Alex is not picking up the phone.
He's lucky because he knows. This is what it is. He ain't picking up the phone because he's already, you know what it is?
He would have a lot to say to you.
We're
right
going to have to do a wellness check on your BFF because he is probably already spiraling into a pit of depression because he heard that song and he knows it's going to suck. So there. Yep.
Ooh, you took it there.
So sad. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I will save this clip. So he'll call you later.
Oh, he can. That's fine. You know what? We can book an appointment for tomorrow's hot list. If we want to go ahead and do that tomorrow, you can bring in your BFF. Who loves Adele.
He does.
All right.
Oh, man, he is going to try to slay me tomorrow.
I am
ready.
Sitting out
yes,
of this
he will.
One.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Sometimes you can be a freaky deaky little weirdo like Antoine is.
Oh, come on.
Folding laundry for fun. We learned a lot of stuff this week, right?
I got to stop talking.
Packet liquor that he is. But Antoine, I have great news for you today.
Okay.
Not alone.
Woo!
I am here with you.
And by I am here with you, it's Jeremy is here as well as we get ready for the Dirty Little Secrets Weird Food Edition. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Going great.
So Antoine, he's a known packet licker.
Mm-hmm.
We have determined this in the past. He's somebody that likes to take that packet from Chick-fil-A. Is it like the Chick-fil-A sauce or the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, it's a packet from any fast food place. Mm-hmm. And then once I'm finished and I got all that I could get out with the nugget, because you know the nuggets, like they fit weird.
Do you think they need to make a packet-shaped nugget?
I think so, yeah. It needs to be more right angles. They need to be more right angles on the nugget.
So wear them square chickens that we've been growing. I'll start doing that around
here. And so whatever's left in there, I'll stick my tongue in and I'll lick it out.
Yeah. And Jeremy.
I'm saying that.
Every time he says it,
it's so disgusting.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Well, do you know, like Anton, I'm a packet licker too.
Oh, there he is. Look at you.
Twinsies.
Mm-hmm.
You also do the same thing where is it the Chick-fil-A packet and you like to swirl your tongue around in there and everything?
Yeah, I do that. Sometimes I even cut open like the hot sauce packets from Taco Bell just to lick the inside.
He likes hot sauce.
But the real thing is that I also lick packets that aren't mine.
Oh.
Okay, now I don't do that now.
Oh, now you're walking around licking other people's packets.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
You down with OPP?
Yeah.
Other people's packets.
Oh, man.
So, in the restaurant? You're walking around asking?
I mean, like, not strangers, but, like, my girlfriend never, ever finishes a Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce. So, you know, sometimes when she throws it away, I have to take the bag back out and get the sauce packet and stick my tongue in there and swirl it all around.
Oh, you know? He's a trash licket packet licker.
That's a whole other level. Man.
Trash packets.
Don't put me in the same conversation.
It's just in the bag. Just in the bag with the food trash.
In the bag.
The fact that you have to go in the trash and take it back out.
Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes, Monica, you have to go in and take somebody else's fork because we were out of forks around here.
So
that does happen. happen.
Y'all are getting along, Zach.
Yeah, because Zach pulled you once pulled a plastic fork out of a trash can because you were out and you needed one for your food.
Okay, but you know what, Antoine? You're getting judged by Monica.
I am getting judged
now
by Monica.
Now I'm getting judged by Monica. How dare you think you're up on a pedestal?
Yeah, because
y'all are okay. Y'all doing your thing.
So
Jeremy.
So you are here to say that me and Jeremy are the only pack of liquors.
Yeah,
that's
y'all are weird. Yes.
All right, let's see if that's the case.
Shall I roll this beautiful bean footage?
Please roll the clip.
Okay.
What? You can just stick your tongue in there.
Okay, that sounds like some sort of pathetic fang hack.
People do it.
Do you realize what you look like when you're tonguing the little compartment of the yogurt?
Do that at home. Do it at home, though.
It's so funny because I do tongue barbecue sauce containers, like for Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
You do.
Yes.
I do, like whatever.
I've done it with the yogurt.
I've totally done it.
Yeah, you just like at home, I just stick my tongue and get the rest of that.
I did it.
The two of you are disgusting. You are gross.
Fuck you.
Go ahead, Monica Brooks.
Yogurt is different.
Yogurt is grosser.
Yogurt is different.
You're laughing
at us. No, you stick your tongue in a yogurt container, it's different because it's designed and made for you to dip your tongue
in. For your tongue?
Yeah.
Because, it's white and creamy and ready for you to lick. Yes.
Oh, my. Case closed.
How dare you?
Y'all just... You know, Jeremy, you're along with the guys. Y'all are kind of weird right there.
Yeah, you know what, Jeremy?
Taking out the trash.
She is right. Like you are along with the guys.
Yogurt
We're all kind of weird. And then Monica is extremely,
extremely nasty.
Weird.
Oh, what?
Yeah, look at you. I like when you're the worst. And
hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the text messages.
Okay, you know what? We're going to do that next. So Dirty Little Secrets continues next with your food weirdnesses because we have to get through it. There's so many. Y'all are weird. K92, home of a bunch of food-eating weirdos around here.
Strange.
Well, we all are. But you know what? You are who you are. And Monica,
what defines normal?
What defines normal? Exactly. These things define abnormal.
Yes, they do.
Every time I say it, Antoine, he just shakes his head.
He does.
Yeah.
Antoine's a packet licker.
And then I am, but I'm not the only one.
I got judged for using a trash fork.
Yeah.
As you should have been.
And then Monica's the swirly-whirly gumdrops of the yogurt container.
Yogurt licker.
Antoine, she gets excited about yogurt, too.
Exactly.
That's even weirder.
I'm not alone.
No, you are. The only people who get excited about yogurt are you and the people who get paid in the commercials to act like they're excited about yogurt.
Everybody else is suffering through it.
Text 52353. I dip hot Cheetos in cream cheese. It's fantastic. I promise.
That's not weird. That's actually good. I like a Cheeto in hell of a good dip.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I read that text. I thought she said ice cream.
Oh.
And I was willing to even give it I said, what kind of ice cream? Oh, give this a try. That ain't weird. That sounds good. Peanut butter in a bowl with some syrup on it. Eat it with a spoon. That's just,
That's all right.
You've really just gotten rid of whatever the vessel was to eat those two things.
Hold on. You said with syrup on it. You said that part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Peanut and syrup?
If I put that on toast, you'd think that was a great idea. So
it's
low carb.
I guess.
That's all I'm doing. Ooh, Alexis. We might have to come for you, even though the text says, don't come for me, but I dip my steak in mayonnaise.
Now, that's just nasty. Oh! How did that even happen?
What kind of accident? What kind of, was a steak truck driving on the highway and it hit the mayonnaise truck and they merged together?
Or was the steak just so dry? She said, I'll take whatever I have. Put it on there.
I mean, that cow died for you.
Yeah.
How dare you? My weird food thing. This is one you hear a lot. I only eat one food at a time on my plate.
Yes, I hear that.
Those people, yep.
Okay, guys, it's bean time. Here we go. Bean. Now we'll move to rolls. Salt and Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I peel the skin off grapes before eating them. That is so much
work.
That
takes a lot of time.
Oh, my God.
It's like, just no.
But you are, whoever does that, they appreciate each single grape.
They better.
They are not shoving, they're like, this is it.
You know, they always tell us we're supposed to eat slower. That's how you do it. You have 3 grapes a day.
You're full.
Is it terrible that I kind of root for the grape to fall on the floor?
Yes.
Flink!
And then slips out. So crumbled bacon bits in my bowl of corn pop cereal. It's the perfect combo of
salty
and sweet. Interesting.
I'd try it.
Yeah.
Sarah and Manita says, whenever I eat something on the bone, I clean it, almost to the point of a dog cleaning that bone.
You are hungry.
Yes.
You gotta eat a
Katie and Roanoke makes no sense because Katie says she'll eat a hamburger without a bun with mustard on it, and then she'll eat a hamburger bun with mustard on it, but she will not eat a hamburger on a hamburger bun.
All right, I need her
to sit
down.
What kind of riddle?
We need I know.
Was that a limerick? Is that what those are? I don't even know. I dip my PB&J in milk. People say it's gross.
People would be correct.
People would be correct.
All right.
And, Heather.
What?
Heather.
This is the worst one I've ever seen.
I haven't seen it. Which one?
Heather from Franklin County. When I eat cereal, I spit the milk back in the bowl. I know it's gross, but I'm not a fan of milk.
You're just nasty.
So every spoonful has spit milk in it.
That's nasty.
How does she? Wait, but how does she?
Heather, why?
The cereal. How does she
wants it to be a little soft?
If she chews it, it goes in with the milk. So then,
then she spits it back out before she swallows the cereal.
Or does she put it in her mouth, spit the milk right back out?
I don't want to know.
Chewing? No, I don't.
I don't want to know.
It doesn't matter.
Could you imagine watching her eat cereal? Like, she was in daycare doing this. Like, I would have called the parents and said, right, hey, we need to get this psychopath out of here.
I tell you what, though, all right, because Heather is, she's our crazy. She belongs with us, and we are all just crazy the same, is you know darn well that when your boyfriend looked at you and he watched you do this and he stayed, that boy is the one.
Yeah.
Okay. He truly loves you.
He does.
Yeah.
And he knew it. He's like, you know what? I still like this girl.
Mm.
Nothing could be worse than this. No. So we're good.
Yeah. It's the bottom of the barrel right now.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.